Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal, returning your call. How may I help you today, please?
Are you with goodness. I'm sorry. I have to charge my card, my credit card for $59.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do apologize. I'm a third-party customer service representative. We represent about 400 different businesses. Let's start with your zip code, please.
Okay, 97365.
97365.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, the phone had an echo at the very beginning. I wanted to make sure your first and last name, please, ma'am.
Tammy Brown.
Thank you. Okay, yes, ma'am. And you said Tammy Brown with an I, right?
Yes, you got me.
Awesome. Can you verify your address, please, ma'am?
Yes, it's 4430 Northeast 5th Street, Apartment 1, Newport, Oregon, 97365.
Thank you. It will take just a moment for the page to load for us.
Okay.
It's coming, I promise.
Yes, cool.
This internet could drive somebody crazy.
Well, yeah, computers just in general, right?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I did locate an account. It does look like it was for a tactical bag for $5.74 for the shipping and handling of the product. It's great to take hunting and fishing. It was a free trial, a free welcoming gift to the consumer shopping membership. I see where they attempted to charge you $67.32. It was declined and did not go through. It would have got you a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget from the discount shopping store, and that would be a monthly charge, ma'am.
Okay, well, I know that it asked about that. That's something I wanted, and I declined that. Because I can't afford that. This coupon sounds great. I can't afford. I mean, this is at my account. Things are going to start bouncing because it charged my account for $59. Which
$59?
Yeah, $59.97.
Okay, I think that might be from a different company because I see this company here with the tactical bag. They attempted to charge you on the 11th. Was that yesterday? Yes, ma'am. On the 11th, $67.32. But the bank or credit card declined it.
Yeah, I saw that. The reason it was declined is because the $59 one went through. And this number is connected. I mean, I that's why I was on hold and left my number with you guys because it's the tactical bag.
Yes, ma'am, but we don't have a $59 charge. We have the 67, the 574, and the 6732 that they tried to put through. But it didn't go through. We don't have another charge. It looks like that would be from another company.
Okay, so then here's the thing. Whenever I've called any other company, it takes me through to three different people, the same message, and then I leave my number at the prompt of three, you know? So I guess what I'm asking you then, if you have a $59 charge, but you work for over 400 companies. Can you see if you can find me somewhere else?
Yes, ma'am. See, I don't know what company it is that's charging you the $59. What I would do, I would contact the bank or the credit card company and ask them for a good number for that $59 charge. But for this account here, you don't want to keep it. Was that correct?
Right, I cannot.
Okay, let me at least cancel this account while they won't keep trying to run the 6732 through. So this account is canceled here, and I don't have the $59 charge. I'm sorry. If I did, I would be glad to help you, but I've got it canceled. Would you like a confirmation number, please?
Yes, one second. How did it keep getting back to you guys then when I was trying to get hold of the
I'm going to be honest. I'm a third-party customer service representative. There's about 400 different companies we represent, but we don't know which company it is. We're a call center. So we get 400 different. So if it sounds the same, it could be the same, but it would be a different phone number in a different business altogether. So we wouldn't be able to see it on this number.
Okay.
Yes, Ian, and would you like that cancellation number?
Oh, yes. Yes, please. Thank you.
C, as in Charlie, 2-6-2-5-4-4-4-3-8.
Hey.
Yes, Ian, anything else I could try to help you with today, please?
Does that mean the tactical bag is also canceled?
Yes. Well, no, ma'am, you're still going to receive the tactical bag. It's in the mail coming to you now. You should be receiving it the first of this coming week somewhere by Wednesday, I would say. But no, ma'am, you did pay the shipping and handling for that, and you definitely will receive it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day, ma'am. Bye-bye.